Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Look westwards at Radio 1.
Exactly. Understand what's about to go down, Scott.
Girls allowed, no? To look at.
I'll do anything for money.
How about in French?
French money, that will work.
They sound better in French. A bit.
Let's keep it moving up in here, man.
Right, listen, I need to talk to you about this thing on
what
Bebo.
Happened? What was that about?
Kate Modern, the Bebo soap.
All I know, you starred in. I was in the bathroom, and they come in with cameras.
Right,
it was a terrible look.
Okay, well, you've been accused of something terrible. Listen to this. This is from Bebo, Kate Modern, the soap. Loads of you watch it.
Hello, Lee. I can't believe I'm stuck in the toilet. It smells like Westwood dropped a bomb in here. That is so disgusting. I can't breathe.
She's accusing you of dropping the bomb in the toilet.
Why else do you go to the bathroom?
Exactly. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, so we've got Westwood here. Thanks for coming in today.
I mean, I eat a lot of healthy food. I mean, that is the major problem.
So was you. You are the phantom poor.
No, it's not that. It's just that broccoli, man, really, you know, it's havoc. It's a mess. It's a problem for me, man. Well, it's not a problem for me. It's a problem for people around me.
Now, I want to talk to you because you're going to be doing this show on Monday.
Looking forward to it, you know.
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about One Extra Live in Coventry.
Incredible, man. That is our big event. It's happening this weekend. I want to shout out everyone who's got tickets. Over 5,000 people coming to it. The lineup is just incredible. All stars, you know, headed by Akon. We've got Lupe Fiasco up in there. We've got Estelle, Chris Brown, Craig David, Wiley, Jay Sean, your boy Westwood. A lot of good things jumping off, man. One Extra Live, a beautiful occasion, man.
And what part are you playing through the whole day?
I'm doing the Radio Live from there, which I'm looking forward to. That's a simulcast, One Extra and Radio 1. And I'm also introducing Chris Brown on stage, which is, you know, a beautiful look as well.
Okay. If you want more details on this, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. What's happening?
Proud to be involved.
It's happening all day on Radio 1 with Fern and Reggie on the Request Show. They'll be doing backstage stuff. And then from 7 o'clock, you'll be able to hear exclusive interviews with all the acts performing, as well as performances from the stage. And you'll be able to hear Westwood.
Exactly.
And Xena and Trevor Nelson, Ace Fizz, Jenna G, Mr. Jam, Rampage.
Oh, so big.
And Robbo Rex.
It's really going down out there.
Yes,
and Kelly Rowland's on stage as well. It's the hottest ticket in town.
Now,
incredible, man. Sold out. No, it didn't sell. We gave the tickets away in seconds.
Yeah.
It's the One Extra equivalent of one big weekend.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's in Coventry.
Oh, even better.
It's this Saturday. You can hear it all on Radio 1 and One Extra.
Looking forward to it.
I've just been checking out your YouTube site.
Oh, sorry. What happened?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, youtube.com/TimWestwoodTV. It's a beautiful look for your boy. Everything we do, we film.
Yeah.
So it's like we visualise everything. And then we put it up on the YouTube. And you know, cats are really feeling it.
7 million hits.
In 10 months, brother. That's a powerful thing. And like, you know, everything. Like, so, you know, we had Lil Wayne in the studio this weekend. We had David Hayes, the boxer, came in as well, as a friend of ours. And, you know, we filmed that. We filmed the radio, put that up there. We've got a couple of Pimp My Ride spoofs when it's
gone wrong.
Yeah,
there's some good funny stuff on there as well.
Yeah, you know, when it's gone wrong. You know, that pimping game wasn't easy.
How does it go wrong?
People don't like the cars.
Right.
Yeah,
well, when you put a fireplace in the back, sometimes they're not feeling that.
It's not what they want. It's like, it's not the colour they asked for. We had some problems.
That's like, weird. You'd think that they just accept it because it's better than the car they had.
It's better than their homes. This car is nicer than your crib. What's your problem, girl? And she's up in my face. She was like, she accused me of really messing up a car and wanted me to undo it. And it was like, yo, we finished filming. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
so
bye.
A couple of spoofs, stuff like that are on there. So,
okay.
It's what we do.
Right, listen, I'm going to play Elliot Minor in Parallel Worlds.
Oh, my favourite.
Yeah,
what?
You like that one. And then we're going to talk to you about this show on Easter Monday.
Yeah, how is it going to go down? I'm up here absorbing what you do.
Yeah. All day.
Pause.
All day.
Fall back, guys. Too much already.
The specialist DJs are taking over Radio 1.
Exactly. About time, man.
You've got Zane doing Moore's show. Rob DeBank is on instead of Joe Wiley. Judge Jules is Edith from 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
And the big dog Westwood is going to be
me. It's probably going to be our lowest rating bank holiday weekend of all time.
Well, I think people would be listening just to hear what they want. You know, it's going to be good. I think people will... we'll be interested in what's going to happen on Monday. It's going to be totally different.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Stephen.
Stephen, where are you?
Peterborough.
How can I help you today?
Weren't that your cleaner I heard on the live lounge earlier?
My cleaner in the live lounge?
Yeah.
Oh, do you mean... is that what you mean? You mean Estelle?
Yeah.
You mean Estelle, don't you? Are you alright, Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay. Still don't sound anything like it, but yes, it was Estelle in the live lounge earlier, sounding marvellous. And doing He's So Lovely, version of Scouting for Girls, as her cover, An American Boy. It's quite hard to talk over this. And we will play the Scouting for Girls cover a little bit later for you. Quite good. Pink coming next on Radio 1. Brilliant news. Not just me that's got one in my house now. I've just found out that Simon Cowell has a telescope in his house. This was in the Mirror on Sunday.
Right, so you're admitting to it being yours now, are
no,
you?
No, I just said it was in my house. Simon has started snooping on neighbours in his spare time. He's installed a telescope in his kitchen, in the mansion he shares with girlfriend Terry Seymour in the Hollywood Hills. Neighbour Britney Spears is not happy about it. Leonardo DiCaprio, John Travolta and Christina Aguilera also live nearby and are probably being spied on by Simon right now. Simon says, I look out over the Hollywood Hills into my neighbour's gardens. It's an amazing view. Wow. I'd just like to keep an eye on what's happening. It's great fun, says Simon. See, he's got one as well. How good is that?
So what you're saying, you're a trendsetter or something?
I just like it that he's got one. However, my neighbours aren't quite as exciting as Britney Spears, Leonardo DiCaprio, John Travolta or Christina Aguilera. My neighbours, well, I've got one that lives two doors down. About every month or so, she, for some reason, drags a mattress out onto the main road where I live, and it causes a big traffic jam.
And what, she just leaves it on the road?
She just drags it out. She gets a bit angry. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she gets a bit angry sometimes, and then just kind of... in a fit of rage, drags a mattress out onto the street, and there's like loads of taxis and lorry drivers going, beep, beep, get out the road! And then sometimes she will actually sit on the mattress so that cars can't get past.
What, and fall asleep?
No, she just sits there. So actually, my neighbours are a lot more interesting than Simon Cowell's. So there.
You're right.
And it's not my telescope. I still haven't worked out who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Scott Mills. Big. Elliot Minor. And that is Parallel Worlds on Radio 1.
Oh, sounded pretty major to me, girl.
Hey, listen.
What happened?
A girl yesterday saw one of the cars that you pimped in pool. It was the yellow and orange one with the juice maker in the back.
I was very proud of that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, she was happy with that one.
What's the maddest...
is the juice maker still in the back? Because they normally end up in people's kitchens and bedrooms.
It says no.
It's like we give the car back to them and they tend to just like empty it straight away.
No, it says it's still in the back.
Oh,
it's still there.
Strong. Well,
but,
it's pretty useless having a juicer in the back of your car.
What's the craziest thing you've put in a car so far on that show?
I like the American Diner with the, like, the hot dog machine, the milkshake maker, bar stools which came out of the back.
That's good.
A neon sign. That felt pretty strong out there. We put a beach in somebody's car who liked going to the beach. So just sand all in his car, which was like... tremendous.
I like it.
What else?
Do they actually use these things, or do you think, like you said, they just take them out as soon as you're done?
Come on, man. I mean, we put a fully operational gym in a car. I mean, the car could go about... Oh, no, the classic was when we put a skate ramp on a panda. And there was, like, four of them going for this trip around Europe, so we put only three seats in there. We put the skate ramp on there, so it could only go, like, 20 miles an hour. And it was just, like, he sold it.
Now, you know on Monday you're doing the show.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay. On special occasions, well, always on a Friday, but on special occasions we do this thing where I shout over some loud music, right? And it signals the start of people's weekends.
Okay.
But as Easter Monday is a special occasion,
right?
I would like you to do, if possible, it's only Bank Holiday Monday.
I did this when you was ill that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you were on over Christmas.
Exactly.
And they asked you back.
For look.
So, are you going to pick your own tunes, by the way, on Monday? Or are you going to be playing Girls Aloud?
I've sent a list in. I'm not sure what's happening with that list.
Okay, because you did have
I sent it in late.
You had to play McFly and stuff before, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked. It's amazing what I'll do for money.
Yeah. Okay, right, this is how you do it anyway, listen. So you've got some big music.
Oh, it sounds powerful. Yeah. Sounds like Scott Mills is in the building.
Yeah. And you have to kind of go...
Show us, Scott.
I'll show you.
Wow, you are red in the face.
Thing is, I've got an ill voice at the moment, so that wasn't my best attempt. But the words are, it's only bleh, Bank Holiday Monday.
What is bleh short for?
It's short for bloody, but we're not.
So I didn't hear what you said then.
Bloody. So, I've got a selection of music here, right? You can either do it to this one.
Let's turn out the lights, Scott.
Yep.
Are you comfortable now?
Yep.
You look a little hot. Do you want to take that scarf off?
I'm a bit hot.
Kick your shoes off. Come on, make yourself more comfortable, Scott.
Shall I close the remote control curtains?
Why don't you just come and sit next to me, Scott?
No. Okay, right, how about this one?
Scott, come sit on my knee.
How about this one? No.
What is that music?
It's the theme to Benny Hill.
Oh, classic. Yeah. I've always fancied myself a bit of Benny.
Yeah. that's not good. Okay,
he's big in the States, Benny, well after he died.
Here's one that I have made, which I think you should use on Monday.
The dude who did that Milkman song?
That was him, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so. Right, I've made this specially for you.
Okay.
All right, this is a little present.
And I appreciate the work you put in up
little
in
present.
Here.
Okay,
a little production.
This is much more you.
Okay, something epic's about to go down. It's Redman Adam F. Oh, a bomb. Oh, you really went all out. How much did this cost?
Loads.
All afternoon. Well, here
we go. This should be your big intro on Monday.
I feel I could really walk into the building with this on.
I think so.
I think I've got some superhero theme music.
And then what you would do to
I feel something
together.
Epic's about to go down. It's early! Scott Mills has passed out! Oh, Scotty! Too much!
Whoa.
Fall back, son. Are you built for this? This is what he does.
Right. Would you have a go at that for me on Monday?
All right, then.
Yeah? Okay. I made that specially.
What time do you ring off with that?
I'd start it at 4 Easter Monday.
Okay. And who's on before me? Judge Jules?
Yeah.
It'll be a mess. Be a mess. Oh, who cares? Judge Jules. Raising the devil in the afternoon. It's too much, man. Leave that dance music behind.
It's gonna be an interesting day. You've got Zayn in the morning on Moyles' show, then Rob DeBank.
Up to Zayn. Must feel like his wife.
Then
feel sorry for the UK.
Then Judge Jules at
horrible.
One.
Horrible.
And then
horrible.
And then 4 o'clock though.
And what do I have to say again? Is Blur what?
It's only Bloody Bank Holiday Monday.
And Blur stands for what?
Bloody.
All right, then.
Yeah?
You don't want me to do anything now, do you?
Well, do you want to save it till Monday?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit of a build-up.
Just do whatever you would do.
Backlog. It's about to go down! Understand what's happening in here! Ride with the big dog, keep it in the car game! We're doing up legendary UK stand-up! Turning out the lights! It's about to go down! It's only Sunday! Yes! Heavy hit after heavy hit! We're only a can of super strength, extra large, pin juice! Understand what that means! Heavy hit after heavy hit!
I can't wait till Monday. Thanks, Westwood.
Nice being here.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
But I know he's trying to chat me up and all that stuff when I was playing the sexy sax music, but why has he just left as he left the studio to strap it up before you slap it up condoms on the desk for me?
Eh?
Eh? Now, do you remember, I was talking about this German programme that I've kind of got into recently, even though I can't speak German. I normally just let the funky music do the talking. I'm living mostly in Bristol at the moment because I'm doing this show that I don't really like to talk about on BBC Three called Upstaged every night. And I've got this flat. And do you remember I was saying that I've really got into this show that was on this random DVD in my flat? Because there's a few DVDs in there. It's like a furnished flat, so there's just a few kind of Hollywood movies on there. And this DVD with no label on. So I've become quite hooked on it. Even though I don't really understand what's going on, I kind of just make up my own interpretation of what's going on. Now, when we played clips last time, you were telling me it was some German soap opera which has been running for years in Germany, which is kind of like the equivalent of Coronation Street, and it's called Lindenstrasse. And I was playing some of these clips and kind of, because I don't speak German, telling you what I thought was going on in the plotline. For instance...
Oh, lovey.
Oh, lovey.
Oh, holla.
Holla. This is ouch. And this one.
Weißt du, was du bist?
I think you've had too much to drink.
Ja, verdammt. Und das verzeih ich mir nie.
I've really hurt my knee. This is what I think is happening in the soap. I've no idea.
Ihr seid ein Traumpaar.
I've just trumped. And then you told me this one, which was the cliffhanger on the episode.
Mit ihrer Frau Geschlechtsverkehr?
Means I really want to make love to your wife. So thank you to everybody that helped me out who does speak German. Now, I did watch another episode last night when I got in about half midnight. And I'd like your help, if you do speak German, to know what happens next in the storyline, because I really don't know. But it's quite good. Really quite good. So this is what I've got so far.
Was ist denn?
What's this then?
Was ist denn?
And this one as well.
There's mustard in my iffy.
There's mustard in my iffy.
What's an iffy?
I don't know.
Vater mich geschlagen hat.
Fart on me, please.
Vater mich geschlagen hat. For fun?
For fun?
For fun?
Yeah, that's quite straightforward, that one.
Abba.
Someone's saying Abba. That was obviously a kind of hairdressing reference, this one.
Bitte nehmen Sie Platz.
Put him in the plats. Yeah.
Und eine Einheit mit Bruno.
I admit to having a porno. I've no idea what this means.
Ich lass mich nicht für dumm verkaufen.
Okay, and is this somebody trying to do a Newcastle accent only in German?
Wenn ich jemanden helfe, der in Not ist, überhörst du das Wesentliche?
Listen again.
Wenn ich jemanden helfe, der in Not ist, überhörst du das Wesentliche?
Nor ist.
Ich lass mich nicht für dumm verkaufen.
Yeah, same to you. And what's this one?
Trete ein Tortoise.
I have a new tortoise. Help me out, people that speak German.
Das ist doch Quatsch.
I have a sore crutch. I don't know. Just let me know. And did he make love to a wife or is he going to or what's going to happen next? Please let me know.
Tortoise.
What?
What's happening with the tortoise?
Yeah, what is happening with the tortoise? I need to know these things. I'm going to watch another one tonight.
Trete ein Tortoise.
Yeah. Let me know, please. Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joe Wiley's here, hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say hello. I just don't want to be funny.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, see, people think we don't like each other, but really, we're friends.
You just dropped by to say hi.
I did, yeah.
You look really glam as well.
Thank you very much.
Now, at the moment, we are sending out a lot of CDs of Mark Chapman. Have you heard this?
Yeah. No, we were talking about phobias today on the show, and a couple of people said they have a phobia of Chapman singing.
Yeah. Basically, you know that horrible Muzak you get when you go around certain shops that's not the original artist, but they're trying to sound like them? Mm. Well, we think that maybe it'd be nice if you were walking around Asda, Matalan, Morrison's, other shops are available, if you could have this as you walk around.
Introducing the new album from Mark Chapman.
If I lay here, if I just lay here,
a voice like no other,
would you lay with me and just forget the world?
Stunning interpretations of the hits of today.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took can all stick
in Mark's unique style.
Keep bleeding, keep bleeding, love.
A modern day bleeding, masterpiece.
Keep bleeding, love.
Moving
keep
renditions bleeding, of popular favourites.
Keep bleeding, love. You cut me open and I...
Mark Chapman, the album, out now.
Keep bleeding, love.
Now, the CD has gone out to various shops, including a man at Currys in Crawley, who is going to, you know the CDs that you put in to demo the new hi-fis?
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to use...
He's using Chappers for
that.
He's
using Leona's Bleeding Love.
He puts a different spin on the Leona song. The way he sings it, it's just a bit different, isn't it?
I also like the fact that he was completely out of time on Snow Patrol.
Out of time, out of tune, absolutely, everything
was there. Can I just say, thank you very much as well for watching Upstaged on BBC Three.
That's okay.
Yeah. How are you finding?
Is it just me?
No, there's loads of people watching it. How are you finding the talent?
How are you finding the talent?
Really weird. It's just a bunch of freaks, but that's why I'm quite enjoying it.
Who were the
now.
Best? Because I watched it at the very beginning and I haven't seen it recently.
Okay, well, okay, there was a drag queen on it last night called Cookie, and she had a picture of my face on a lollipop kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she was also, she's making up songs about me in the box.
Okay. So her routine was what?
Well,
waving you on a stick.
Well, I'll play it to you.
Scott, oh, you make me so hot. I wanna put you in a pot, and stir you around.
Like a pot noodle.
Yeah. This means she wants to cook me.
A Scott noodle.
Scott, oh, you make
what's
me
they,
so
what's
hot.
What's the. Right. What do they win at the end of this?
£10,000.
Ten that to do what with? Further
whatever
career.
They want, yeah.
Okay, go on holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
how do we decide the winner at the end of it?
Well, there'll be a final, which is next Sunday.
Okay, I'll be watching.
And you keep voting online for the people you think are best.
Okay, the front runners are?
At the moment, it's a load of people who have got a massive following on YouTube called the Vloggers, Vloggers.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they just do all sorts of sketches and stuff, a bit of comedy.
Comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Not singing.
It's just like they have a party in the box all the time. They've got
the
a big following. They're the best ones. Cookie got knocked out last night.
That's why.
I don't know why.
Are you wearing anything underneath that top? That hoodie?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, why?
I've never seen your bare chest before.
Right,
no, there was New Yorker last year.
Oh, yes, you did. Now 3 years later. Right, kill it. Right, so the people are online right now and they want your votes. bbc.co.uk/upstage. It's on
BBC3. You're writing that down like you've never said that email address before, just
upstage.
To remind yourself.
It's on BBC3 at 11:45 tonight. Thanks for dropping by just to say
hi. That's all right, I'm not going anywhere.
All right, cool. Podcast. A lot of people are liking my translations, but lots of German people are on saying that they're actually wrong. So I'm going to speak to somebody now, I think, who might be German or speaks it. Hello?
Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Costas from Cheltenham.
Hi, Costas from Cheltenham. So, how can you help me here?
Well, I've lived in Germany for 8 years of my life.
Right.
And I can translate you the phrases if you play them for me.
Right. Are mine not accurate?
Not really, no.
Okay.
But it's kind of funny.
Oh, thanks. Okay, right, well, I'll just go through them and then maybe you can tell me what's happening in the soap, because it is good that I have some kind of idea if I'm watching it every night, all right?
All right, then.
Okay, here we go.
Was ist denn?
What's up?
Was ist denn?
Oh, I wasn't far off then. What's this, then? Okay.
Was machst du denn, my Ify?
What are you doing?
Oh. Not there's mustard in my Ify.
Nah.
Okay.
Vater mich geschlagen hat.
Right, what's that?
Sorry, can you replay that again?
Vater mich geschlagen hat.
Vater me, please.
No, it means who hit me.
Who hit me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For fun?
Anything?
Sorry?
For fun?
I didn't hear that one.
For fun?
Oh, I can't understand what you're saying.
No, okay, that's obviously for fun, like I said. Yeah. Abba. Hello? Is he gone? Oh no, I'm never gonna find out what's. Oh, rubbish! How am I gonna find out what's happened now? Well, thanks very much for that, Costas.
Ich lass mich nicht für dumm verkaufen.
Exactly.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, this is the thing. Chloe in Salisbury's been on. All her mates are slightly ripping it out of her at the moment. I got an email from Chloe yesterday. Because she's got a new bloke, right? And he... Sorry. Sorry, I laughed. He is a bell ringer. Okay? Campanologist, I believe, is the correct term. Now, all her mates are kind of laughing at her. And I didn't think that people who are... I need to be really careful what I say here. People who are young did bell ringing. Remember when I saw that girl on the train reading one of those old school romantic novels, the fiction, and we did our own in the end, didn't we? And she must have been like 19, 20. I thought it was for older people. And this is the same, right? This guy that she started seeing is 23. And I thought, I don't know why, I just had, and maybe it's the wrong image, but I had the image of bell ringing people being over 50. Also, with bell ringing, can they do like... modern hits. Do you remember at the Radio 1 Christmas party?
Yeah.
We had that choir in who were amazing. They did like Umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
And they did I Predict a Riot.
Yeah.
Can you do that on the bells or is it just sound like this all the time? And also, I mean, I reckon there will be people that will surprise us, young bell ringers that will text in right now to 81199. Just want to know, right? Put yourself in Chloe's position. Is bell ringing sexy? Does that do it for you? Hi, I'm a bell ringer. Really? Boing. Let me know. I would like it if we could get someone doing popular hits of today on the church bells. That'd be amazing. Do they go up in the air? Have you seen that on TV?
Yeah.
Where they pull way up in the air. Anyway, any young campanologists that want to come on? Maybe you use it to as a chat-up line, you know, oh, yeah, I'm a bell ringer, just to get the ladies or the blokes. Let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, I'm getting a lot of trains at the moment. Joe's still here. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Just having a chat,
innit?
Yeah,
innit. And in an empty carriage earlier, there was only me and a more elderly person than
me. A more elderly person?
Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. in Coach E, right? This is the 11:30 Bristol Temple Meads to Paddington train this morning, which I'm very familiar with now. Stopping off at Bath Spa, Chippenham, Didcot Parkway, Reading and London Paddington. And it's just me and the elderly lady in the carriage. And every now and again, I can smell I can smell and hear a little... just a little tiny old lady... Now, this is probably happening... every 5 to 6 minutes,
I would say. Is she awake? Was she sleeping?
She was sometimes asleep and sometimes awake, but it's only
old people's way.
Only me and her in the carriage. It was a dead train. No one there at all. Now, here's my question, and maybe you know the answer to this on 81199. Just a little kind of... do old people know they're doing that, or are they completely oblivious to it?
It's their right as an old person to do that to people who are younger than themselves, I think.
Now,
don't you?
No. Yeah, I mean, Laura and me have talked about this for a while now, because is it okay to say this?
Yeah.
About your gran?
Yeah, she's dead now.
Yeah, okay, I know she's dead. I'm sorry about that.
Ooh.
But what did she used to do?
She had a bit of trouble with wind, used to... let one rip all the time.
Yeah.
And
or big loud ones or little...
Yeah, and because she was a bit deaf, she never...
Oh, love her.
She never said anything about it, so my brother would be sniggering, going... But she'd just let them rip and didn't do, like, the long walky ones. You know, when you walk and it...
Oh, and it goes squidge, squidge, yeah. Squidge,
oh,
squidge.
Oh, love her. So do you not... She obviously didn't know.
And I don't think she knew.
So no one ever raised the subject and was like...
Do the tea coffee thing that she used to do. Go on.
She's going, can I get you a tea, coffee? And she would, it'd just be a seamless kind of question.
Tea, coffee? Oh, right, let me know. Do you think they do it on purpose, or are they completely oblivious to it? Or, as Joe said, is it their right?
It's their right to Trump.
Just a little one.
I'll see you
all right, Joe.
Oh, was that loud? Did that come out?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Loads of people saying that they are a bell ringer and they do use it to chat up the ladies. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, yeah, I'm a bell ringer. I've just started to learn.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Daniel.
How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 22.
Where do you bell ring?
In Blackmore and Ash.
Oh, okay. And do you do it, what, two or three times a week? How often?
Once, maybe twice.
Okay. And how are you finding that?
It's okay, it's enjoyable.
What made you start doing it?
My girlfriend's a bell ringer.
Is she?
Yes.
Now, do you find that you can, I mean, you know, do people find it attractive?
Yes.
So you think it's quite sexy?
It can be.
Yeah.
What about tunes? Is it possible to play a tune?
You can do Christmas carols and things like that, so...
Right, yeah. Well, if you can do Christmas carols, then surely you can do Umbrella by Rihanna.
If you send us the music, I think we can give it a good try.
Right, when do you do bell ringing? What time of day?
In the evenings.
Okay. What kind of time in the evening?
7:30 till 9-ish.
Oh, we've just gone off air by then.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, you'd go in especially early for us, wouldn't you? And maybe do a bit of Rihanna for us, or, you know, Kaiser Chiefs, or anything, really. About scouting for girls, a bit of Nickelback, maybe.
I can have a word and see what we can do.
Would you do that?
We'll try.
Right, stay right there, and we'll try and get that sorted. I want a bit of bell ringing in my life with popular hits of today. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Oh, hello, it's Kath.
Oh, hello, Kath. What's going on?
I told you about a story about when I went flying up a rope. I did actually go up a rope.
You went up a rope when you were bell ringing?
Yeah.
How?
Well, there was two of us. We were only quite little. We were in the choir and we were ringing and there was two of us holding on, but my friend let go and I didn't.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, but it was really embarrassing because you have to wear the big choir things, you know, the cassocky things, and they look up, they could see up. It wasn't good.
Oh, that's, so you could see your pants?
Well, I felt that they could.
Oh, that's, okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so maybe there is a thing in the, being a bit sexy, who knows?
Well, yeah, I think it, do you do it anymore?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
So, but you do think it's quite hot?
I nearly thought about trying it again recently, but I got this phobia from when I was a kid when I went flying up the rope.
Tell you what, I bet you get really strong arms and a hot, like, torso. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you would.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit carried away, I better go.
Bye.
Okay, love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Debbie.
Hiya, Debbie. What's going on?
Well, I was just ringing to tell you about my husband's nan, actually.
Excellent. Okay. Is she a little... now and again?
She's passed it now. You know, she's passed on, like your grand now. But,
I'm sorry about that.
She used to be a bit flatulent, yeah.
Yeah. She wouldn't mind you saying it, though.
No, not now.
No.
But one of the things that used to happen was she used to put her, like, a big heavy support granny tights on with talcum powder.
Oh, she's put talcum powder in the tights?
Yeah, and then every time she did a little, you know, pop...
Yes.
Yeah, you used to get a little white cloud come out through a frock.
Oh, like a little... like a little puff of talcum powder smoke.
Yes, and I guess it gave it a bit of fragrance and save any other embarrassment.
Oh, that's nice. So, like, yeah. A little bit of, like... Oh, and a nice big mushroom cloud of talcum powder.
Yeah,
that's
lovely.
Special. Oh, what was her name?
I can't remember, to be honest. Oh, no, I've remembered. It's Hilda.
There you are. Oh, and talcum powder. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.